The official government apology for the dawn raids in Auckland half a century ago will be made by the Prime Minister this afternoon at the Auckland Town Hall. Christine Newman remembers those raids, although she was a little girl at the time. Christine's a director of the business consultancy Manava Partners and co-chair of the PCF NGO, the Pacific Cooperation Foundation. Christine, malo'alele.
Malo'alele, Jim. Lovely to be here.
Lovely to talk to you. Fefe Hake, how are you? It's a big day, much emotion, exciting. There are many strands to this apology today.
Many strands, you're right. So given that I'm going to this apology with three generations, it's all sorts of emotion.
You were in the suburb of Ponsonby, a very different suburb in those days, but you have direct memories, even though you were a little girl at the time.
Yes, I do. And the most strongest memory I have was in the evenings and how we were sleeping. So I'll be sleeping with my mum and aunties on some evenings, and other evenings I'll be in my bed. But the evenings where I'm sleeping with the other women in the house, those were the evenings that I kind of looked back and thought, those were the evenings where the raids were happening. So I remember the whispers, the pleas from my aunts and my mother just to keep quiet, and just the lighting as well. The lighting changed because it was much darker. I couldn't see. So, of course, those were the evenings where I thought, what's happening? Why is this evening different?
So you remember whispers, as you say, I suppose ears alert for the knock at the door or the bark of a dog. I want to get to the dogs. Very hard to live in the shadow of all that. Always tension. Can you remember your mum and dad displaying that tension?
Yeah, the tensions would be one, my father and his and the other men around the street would try and coordinate as best as they could. Who would be keeping watch. The other tension would be at work, in workplaces, where people would share information about if you see the police arrive, run. And also just supporting, you know, being parents, where your wives and children are now part of this whole space. How do you keep them safe when at home? So, and of course, we stood out like sore thumbs. We're Tongan, we're brown, we've got jet black hair, and so just every day they would talk about just the challenges they have, and it was all inspired by just protecting us.
Even going shopping, taking the family to the park, it could happen any time, happen on weekends as well, Christine?
Yes, so I remember one of my favourite memories, because there's a park near Ponsonby on Williamson Ave. I love that park, but I knew in particular one of my aunts would just absolutely hate taking us, but on this particular occasion we stay for hours, Jim. I felt like this was the best day of my life. What I didn't realize was the aunt that I was with, her husband had been taken, and so she was there to of course keep us occupied, but also she couldn't be home to witness what happened that that evening before. So my memories of joy in part, especially that particular day when I saw my parents come in their Sunday best to collect us, and we were going, oh gosh, mum and dad look kind of really really tidy today with their Sunday best. And then later on I knew when I grew up, I was like, oh, that's what happened on that day.
Yeah, that day will be seared in your mind. We never knew about the dogs. Many of us, we knew about the raids at dawn and the random stopping and checking in the street, but the dogs added an extra dimension, and not a nice one.
Not a nice one. And I had grown up thinking that the dogs were something that was well known among the other Pacific Island peoples. And then when I, you know, when I compared stories with our neighbours and people that we grew up with, they said, no, I think there was more you lot. And so I do remember growing up that the language around the dogs was very commonplace in my household or the places we'd meet. And so that was the word associated with the police. So if we heard, oh, if I was told to come inside because, you know, we don't want to be there when the dogs arrive, I was like, oh, okay, these are dogs that we're, I can't see them now, but, yeah, they're coming. So it was only much later that I thought that I knew that actually that was associated with dawn raids, and in particular with uncles and aunties who are Tongan.
There was also the surveillance involved. You know, where do the Tongans live? Where do you reckon the Samoans are? That all went on. No one presumably asked, where do all the Brits hang out?
I didn't get asked at school if I was Tongan or if I was Samoan, but I do know of other people who remember being asked those questions.
Were there overstayers in your house?
Yeah, there were overstayers in our home. Overstayers when my parents attended church, and church was a very safe space for them.
The thing is, dawn raids are still going on, as media tell us, although it's not your people being targeted, seemingly, because there have been, as far as I know, no recent Pacifica deportations because of this kind of action, but they're still going on.
Yeah, we hear about these, just the practices that the New Zealand government is undertaking to remove overstayers. So it is about the indignity and just also just to what degree that we look at our people with humanity, really.
What is tangible action now, Christine? I mean, this is an apology which will hopefully feel good. Good's probably not the right word, but after that, you think today could be the beginning of a reset, like action on immigration, for instance, better pathways to permanent residency and so on?
I'm hopeful, Jim. I'm hopeful. The two things that I'm hoping that will come today would be in school. So I'm going with my daughter to dawn raids, and she's 10 years old. So I'd like her to grow up in school, in a school where the New Zealand curriculum talks about this. Talks about this part of New Zealand history, and as you said, the immigration, you know, let's be sensible here. We have existing policies around Samoan quota, Pacific Access category. They've been going on for years. To what degree have we actually filled them up? Not sure. But actually, if we can, the people, we've got folks here who are working, contributing, let's connect over that. Doesn't have to be too hard, but sensible.
It's also emblematic today, isn't it, of the Pacific voice growing stronger and stronger in New Zealand now, being heard more?
It is. It is. Once upon a time, like my parents now have grandchildren who are Tongan, English, Scandinavian heritage. When they arrived in New Zealand almost 50 years ago, they would never have dreamed that they would have this sense of permanence, but also just this different way of being in a country like New Zealand.
So you lived in Rose Road, Ponsonby, near Grayland Park, that you've mentioned, I think, and your father told you a story about young Tongan men being hunted one day.
Yeah, and he would tell it in a way, Jim, as to kind of sear the memory in my brain. Even though I didn't remember, he would tell me in a way like, have you ever seen a group of Tongan men, and he would list some of their names, running for their lives? And of course, that would be quite upsetting. My mother would never tell me a story in that tone, but my father would deliberately say it that way just to make sure that I'd never forget what he went through. And he said that he experienced that when he worked somewhere in Penrose. So often he would have to catch the bus, and if he didn't have the coin for it, he'll have to walk all the way from Penrose to from Ponsonby to Penrose. But he would tell me that story, and just how the men ran, knowing that if they didn't, they'd stay back and one, either put their employer into trouble, and often a lot of them didn't want to do that because they had great employers, and others were like, no, if we don't go now, something will happen to my wife and kids at home. So there was all these, you know, things that they were contemplating, but just the imagery. My father would say, have you ever seen a group of men run like that and just zigzag through traffic? And of course I'll be like, no, I haven't, Dad. And he goes, well, you need to know that that's what's happening.
So you want...
That's part of our history here.
It is part of your history. So you want the apology today to have Manava Alpha in it, love and compassion. I hope the day is meaningful and powerful for you and the Pacific community who will be in the Auckland Town Hall today.
Me too, Jeff, me too. We are planning to go, we're making preparations for the 3 o'clock start. We got the program a couple of days ago, so yes, we have, we're looking forward.
Christine, thank you so much. Whakaawa. Lovely to talk to you.